Character 4. You who have always been an outsider. You often use your time in big gatherings or get-togethers to observe and guess what made people say or do as they do. Emotions are intriguing, but they are complex, because a smile can mean sincere happiness, but also be used to hide pain. It's actually fascinating how much a person can lie to themselves. You have always kept an eye on people, and started when you were a child, and never have you used that skill to perceive yourself and look inward, mainly because you're content with who you are. You are an introverted, happy person who has found their place in life on the periphery of friendships and social constellations. But lately, you've started asking yourself this question: is it good enough? Background. You're in your late 20s. Life has treated you fairly well. Your work is fine and yields the level of socializing you need, sometimes a bit too much. And if you could choose, you would be just fine with a book at home or going for long walks by yourself with noise-canceling headphones. You enjoy stimulation and sensations, but on your terms, and lately you've realized you say no thank you instead of see you there to friends' invitations. It has always been this way, but you've also noticed the time between invitations has increased, and even family gatherings have become a thing you hear about after it happened. Why weren't you at your cousin's birthday party? Could be a question, and the answer is quite simply, you hadn't heard about it. They had forgotten to invite you. It's tough being you right now, because life is bustling away at top speed, but you are not part of it. Your friends become parents or get married, some find new sides of themselves on adventures and trips, or become who they feel like they always were trying to be. You want that too, but every time you look in the mirror, you see nothing you want to change. Not really, at least. There are imperfections to your person, but none grave or cruel. And even though you feel content, there is something you want to change. Something just beneath the surface that keeps rearing its head. A question: why aren't you enough? What on earth are you to do? This is so confusing. You heard about the self-help group A Way Through from an acquaintance who used this group to work through their identity crisis and insecurities about their future. Your acquaintance has become radiant and confident, and compared to her, you have realized you're a dull gray wall in a 70s flowery-infested tapestry. You need to be radiant. Fudge, why hadn't you seen this before? You're actually boring. There is nothing about you that says adventure or surprise. You have a routine, your daily meals, your known rhythm, and just 6 months ago you were content and happy with this. Now you have become annoyed by this, but the true fear is, can you change it? And if so, how? You thought you were content. You are content, or are you? Gosh, this is so confusing. The core of your grief or loss. You are easy to exclude. People don't include you because you are too much yourself. If you are to have close relations, you need to be less yourself. You are not good enough as you are. Coping mechanisms. Perspective shifting. Your first coping mechanism is huge gratitude. You have everything you need, so you should stop dreaming about more. It's spoiled that what you have isn't enough. No one can demand more without being greedy, and if there's one thing you aren't, that's greedy. I am content, really, is something you often say without actually meaning it. Your second coping mechanism is pleaser. The easiest way to be of value is to help others. So whatever needs fixing or a helping hand, you offer it gladly. Does anyone need a cup of coffee? Maybe a tissue. You'll get it, so others don't have to burden themselves with getting up. Let me do it, you often interrupt when someone is going to do something. Your third coping mechanism is doubts. Ask questions. You have used your life to scan and better understand situations and people, but right now you're at a crossroads that just doesn't make sense. There is no correct answer, it seems, and you find yourself asking a lot of questions to be sure. Otherwise, perhaps you'll misunderstand what has just been said. I understand it like this. Is that correct? Is a sentence you use to make sure that you are not stupid. Wow, that's an ugly thought. Answer these questions in your head before going in-game. What is your name? What is something you can never make a choice about? What feeling rummages in you as you walk through the door to the self-help group for the first time?